Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Might be a little bit of jealousy. People see other people getting turnovers, they want their own turnovers. So, nah, but it's something that we practice and something that has to be intentional throughout the game, intentionally punching at the ball, ripping at the ball, whatever it may be. And, you know, guys see other guys doing it and it motivates other people and kind of brings that intentionality up.
So that's Kyle Hamilton talking about turnovers. And we've talked yesterday a lot that of late the turnovers are coming. They've had 8 in the last 4 games, 3 each in the last 2. And Alohi Gilman forced a fumble, recovered it in Miami. Malachi Starks has picks in the last 2 games. Kyle Hamilton's knocking down balls at the line of scrimmage. So these safeties, they finally got the 3 safety rotation they wanted. How big a deal is it that they're playing well?
Well, it's a big deal. And I think it's an it's obviously helped them in a few critical areas. But the more you run the numbers on this defense, even since the turnaround, like you can go week 1 through 6 and week 7 on, boy, it looks a whole lot similar in a lot of ways. Like, way more similar than even anecdotally I thought. But, like, where has it improved? All right, the first 6 weeks, they're 28th in the league on third down. Since week 7, they're 6th. That's a big deal. Having the extra defensive back in there, getting some continuity at the safety position, letting Kyle Hamilton disrupt on third down is a big deal. Red zone, they were 29th through the first 6 weeks. They're 3rd in the NFL since week 7. Obviously, a massive difference. And then in the first 6 weeks, they allowed an opposer passer rating of 108.4, which was 28th in the NFL. Since week 7, opposer passer rating 67.2.
That's
not as good. Best. That is best in the NFL. 1 passing touchdown to 4 interceptions. First 6 weeks, worst TD to interception in the league. Yeah. 14 touchdowns, well, second worst because San Francisco didn't have any interceptions, but 14 touchdowns to 1 interception. So that's improved drastically. Now, how much of that is the caliber of the quarterback? How much of that is getting a bump because you got some new guys in the building and there was nowhere to go but up? But I'll just say this about people who want to crown this defense. Since week 7, they're still allowing 356 yards per game. That's 22nd in the NFL. They're allowing 5.8 yards per play. That's 26th in the NFL. 5 yards per rush. That's 24th. They were allowing 4.5 per rush before they changed everything up.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse. 6.4 yards per attempt. Middle of the pack. Sack rate. 30th in the league. It was 29th in the league before week 7. So, we'll see, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it's definitely improvement. It's allowed them to not get exposed, occasionally horrifically exposed, by moderate to bad offenses, but I still think it leaves a lot to be desired.
No one's going to confuse this team with 2,000 Ravens. And that's why I, for weeks now, I've been harping on the red zone. Because if you hold the opposing offense to field goals and you give this offense a chance, and look, we've talked a lot. This offense needs to figure out some things first. But if you hold the opposing team to field goals and you get turnovers on top of that, it's going to be a winning formula for this team. They're going to give up yards. The rush defense still leaves a lot to be desired. But you look back the last two games, Minnesota and Miami. Two bad offenses. But the Rams and Bears are both top seven scoring offenses. Yep. And the Rams scored 17 points. That's the second lowest scoring output of the season for them. Bears scored 16 points. That's the lowest scoring output of the season. Are they going to face more crappy quarterbacks over these next 2 weeks that are going to skew some of those numbers? Absolutely. But we're going to find out a lot about this defense when they go up against Cincinnati twice in a three-week stretch. We're going to find out about them when Drake May and the Patriots come to M&T later.
But I'll say this. I kept hitting refresh because I'm like, this isn't.
They hadn't updated?
Yeah. I'm like, they're still giving up 356 yards again. Like, I'm definitely got week seven there, right? Yeah. And then I went and opened another tab and tried it again because I'm like, wait, they're allowing five per carry?
By the way,
since they fixed it, like,
don't tell the Bills Miami has a bad offense. The Dolphins just eviscerated them the very next week.
Vikings scored 27 in Detroit.
Yeah, so like the league is funny sometimes. Yes. There is no guarantee you're going to get turnovers. But turnovers help level the playing field on things. The yards are the yards, but you start getting short fields and you start getting the football, it changes
and
things.
And you combine it with the fact, obviously, take out the Rams game where the Ravens self-destructed with turnovers. You have zero turnovers since the bye week. So the turnover margin, you went from -7 to even.
Yes, yes.
And that is massive.
Yeah. And again, Marlon or no Marlon. And if you look, I'm not going to change my tune about giving up yards between the 20s. I really don't care if you're able to be this ironclad in the red zone. I do just wonder though, as game script changes and we get deeper into the season and you play better teams who are in win or go home mode, you face better quarterbacks in those situations. If it changes, like, I'll say this. They face the Rams again, which would be obviously
great in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Would mean they've gone further than they've gone in a long time. I don't think they're holding them to 17 points. Like Rams on the East Coast for a week, you're staying on the East Coast for another week, and Nakua gets hurt early in the game, and you've been playing with your food.
That's fine, but if they face them again, it's the Super Bowl and the season's success.
I know, but I guess, like,
there was a lot of
funky
stuff.
I feel like even the Bears, like, if Swift isn't hurt, like, and there's a lot of ifs, and they took advantage.
Hey, the very next week, that other running back ran all over, who'd they play? The Bengals?
Bengals.
Yeah, Monanga, the guy, he ran for 170 yards.
Hey, the Jets scored 38 points.
I hear you.
Aditi was on with us yesterday, and she said she could tackle better than the Bengals defense.
Yeah, she did say that. She did say that.
So the Jets, or the Bengals are the first team since the 1966 Giants to give up at least 28 points per game and over 350 total yards in 8 of the first 10 games you play to start a season.
That's crazy.
They're historic.
They're horrible.
Terrible. So I don't know how Joe Burrow helps that defense, but we shall see. Hey, coming up next, Ravens, they met with the media after practice yesterday. We heard from Harbs yesterday. Why don't we hear from Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton, who spoke, as they start getting ready for the Cleveland Browns. By the way, Lamar, if you're just tuning in, back at practice today, so crisis averted there. We hear from the players next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.